right.
All right, Ian Harrison, here we are in Indianapolis. Man, the track was so brutal. A lot of mistakes made by a lot of guys. Let's recap your guys' night. First, Tom Vial rode really well, got on the podium.
Yes, I'm really happy with Tom tonight. He actually just got better as the night went on. And I kind of had that in my back of the mind. I thought as the track slows down and gets more technical, it should play into his favor, which it did. And then Julian rode really well. He's struggling a little bit with a sore shoulder, but he manned up. He rode good tonight.
Is this the first time he'd ridden since then, I heard? Or
yes.
Was that, okay, so that's pretty good.
But yeah, all in all good, right. Both of them, yeah.
Typical Frenchman, too. Tom had that little line off to the right in the sand, like kind of going on the far right and just getting over the hump. Did you notice that?
Yep.
Just finding the lines, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, it's impressive, you know. That's what you got to do on a track like this.
Yeah. Mm. Sexton fell in the sand, you know, got on the podium, though. So where are we at with that?
Well, getting back to the podium is always a plus. Yes. We missed it last weekend, so I'm happy with that. You know, could he have done a little bit better? Yes. Could he have thrown away even worse? Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm happy with this. It's Cooper rode really well, you know, and we really didn't have much for him today.
Yeah, it was almost like Cooper rode amazing. Like you just got to tip your visor to him a little bit, right?
He rode awesome race.
And AP was up there, dropped back, fell, got in contact with Bam, and then got him back on the last lap, I think, or near the end.
Yeah, AP did. I'm really proud of him actually today because he also just steadily got better as the night went on, and he started right around 10th place. Worked his way all the way up to fourth, was making inroads on third, and then tipped over with Justin. No fault of Justin, just a racing incident, and then got back up, put his head down, and worked his way back into fifth. So for me, that's a really, really good night.
We were wondering on my shows if Daytona was just a Daytona thing for Aaron and he was going to go back to his old ways, but maybe not, right?
Yeah. I hope not.
Yeah.
And hopefully we didn't start off so great, but hopefully he can finish the season off strong. And I have no doubt, you know, the more tracks that we have that are technical like this, the more that where it's muddy, I think that'll play into his wheelhouse. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Ian.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.